But was the land all, the land you had there, would you, a pasture, you got a pasture, is that fenced in?
Yeah. But years back, I would say 15 years back, maybe 20 years back, we used to raise out in the open range, they call it, you see, out in the woods. I used to ride days and days on horseback, bringing them in, maybe to slaughter one or two, sell one or two, seize or brand them or whatnot. But like that year I told you when my boy was in service?
Yeah.
He came back about that time on a leave. And we got on a horse, me and him, for 2-3 days there in that snow, trying to get me. I lost, oh, if I can remember well, I lost 15 or 16. Couldn't get to him, and some of them were weak. Maybe 2-3 miles out in the woods.
That must have been, to have them out in the range like that, must have been
good
work.
Yeah. Because them cattle we had in that time was sort of raised that way, you know, they could stand more of it than the cattle we got now, I believe.
Yes.
Range cattle, they called them, you know.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't grow as fast as you got them here, you see.
Yeah, but they were tougher.
Yeah, they were tougher. It would take you maybe a year, 15 months, a year, and was big enough to slaughter. And now you can slaughter them 4, 5, 6 months. Feed, of course, generally you feed them an hour, but anyway.
Yeah.
At time, when the only time we fed a little bit was during the winter, the weakest one.
Uh-huh. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yeah, I raised cotton, not too much, but I've raised some. Since I'm on my own, my marriage, you see, I raised cotton maybe 2-3 years, not much.
What was you raising in?
I had a field, a cotton field, you cotton see, field. I had enough, I had land for that. That and corn.
Would you raise anything in a patch? Did you ever raise a pasture?
A garden, that's all, a big garden. Or sometime in the field we'd plant a few roses or some kind of beans or flower peas or something like that, you see.
Mm-hmm. What about the things you had in the house, you know, to sit in? What did you have in the house, that sort of thing? What kind of?
Well, what like today, maybe, something like that. Not the furniture, yeah. We didn't have no recliner chairs for sure.
Yeah.
But I always had pretty good furniture.
Well, did you have something maybe that you'd put your clothes in?
Oh, yeah.
What would you have?
Well, that was sort of what, I know when we married, we had the, what you call that, what we got in the utility room now, Mama?
She just walked past.
Oh, that's a big cedar chest. You call that an armor.
Armor?
Yeah, you've heard of that?
Well, I've heard an armor. What is that? That's a big.
It was, you've seen a cedar chest, you know?
Uh-huh. Big things.
Them things was big and they were high and they had two doors. You see, you would open that and hang your clothes and part of your clothes in there, you see?
You keep the doors open or?
Oh, no, it was closed. You even had a lock on that, a little lock. Like a cedar chest, you see?
Really?
Yeah.
And, Mr. Bordelon.
It's like the, excuse me, like the. In the house to keep your after the, you know, when you finish eating dinner and all, like Mama, well, she puts hers up, but that was they call that a safe in French. You would garmanger's safe, but I don't know the real name for it.
What was the safe?
To put all your chinaware and this and that, you see, all your kitchen utensils in that.
Uh-huh.
It was the legs was about, it was sitting on, it was a piece of furniture sitting on, it had four legs.
Uh-huh.
And right above them four legs you had most, two big drawers, you know, you would throw that out and you would put your knives and forks in there, whatnot. And then on top, I remember well, it was two little screen doors, you see?
Yeah.
Like that hush here, you see, it was something like that, you see? You put whatever you wanted in there.
Screen?